Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, all right. Good evening. Hey, I want to point out that Patrick Mahomes, you know Patrick Mahomes, to me, this is his crowning achievement as Royals minority owner. Because from what I've been able to gather from social media, Patrick Mahomes played more tonight than he normally does in the preseason. As much tonight, maybe, as he's ever played in the preseason since taking over as the Chiefs starting quarterback, since becoming a minority owner of your Kansas City Royals. Way to go, Patrick. I don't know how he fared. I would imagine good. He's Patrick Mahomes. But wow, what a job by the great Kansas Cityan that is Patrick Mahomes. What a great job he does tonight of distracting Kansas City fans from a very deflating night of baseball in Detroit. Royals lose game one to the first place Tigers. 7-5, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965 if you want to jump aboard on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Before I get too deep into this game, because tonight's game was made for a post-game show. Tonight was made for a sports radio post-game show, but again, this is where the great Patrick Mahomes steps in and says, hey, John Sherman, let me do my part. Boy, have you been stepping up in a big way with the extension of Seth Lugo and green lighting so many terrific moves of J.J. Piccolo at the trade deadline. I know I'm not necessarily a hands-on minority owner, but let me do my part and distract Royals fans with a show of a first half in the final preseason game for the Chiefs. That game, of course, over on our sister station, 96.5 The Fan. Before I get too deep into this, congratulations to Vinny Pasquantino. Matching a franchise record, 5 straight games with a home run. That's remarkable. Matching a pair of captains from the past, well, the still current captain, Salvador Perez, and of course, Mike Sweeney. So Vinny Pasquantino tomorrow squares off with a right-hander, Chris Paddock. See if he can make it 6 straight and stand alone in the Royals record book. Game 2 in Motown comes your way Saturday afternoon. A 5:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4 o'clock. There's a lot to discuss tonight. I want to hear from you. I want to see where you want to begin, because I have a lot of thoughts. So if you're already ready to go after this one, let's get right to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. I have plenty of time to give you my thoughts on Ryan Burgert and Matt Quatrero and Angel Zerpa and Bailey Falter and the offense. Man, so much to dissect tonight. Let's begin with the Peterson and Associates phone line. Let's start off with Jake in KCK. Jake, you're on 96.5 The Fan and AM 610 The Fan.
Hi, Vern. Thanks for taking the call.
What do you have for me?
I was just, I thought that Burgert had what he had was going to get through that inning. I mean, I understand probably the numbers say to go to Serper there, and Serper has been lights out, so I get that. But I don't understand going to Falter at all. And, like, my hot take is I'd rather see Rich Hill in that spot than Falter again. But that's me. So let me know if I'm crazy. Let me know what's going on there. Thanks.
Jake, certainly not crazy. Although I do believe Rich Hill is now pitching an old-timey baseball up in New England. So, I disagree. Bailey Falter is a better option than Rich Hill. I'll be honest with you. I didn't have an issue with Q going to Falter there in the seventh. I had an issue with how Falter performed. Now, if I'm going to dissect or point out something that I disagree with, in the way that Matt Quatrero managed this game tonight. You know, disagreeing, that's an interesting way to put it, because I could see it coming from a mile away. It is what he's done basically his entire time as a skipper here in Kansas City. Now, if you missed the game, Royals lead 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Burgert comes back out for the sixth. He's at 79 pitches. He's allowed one run on two hits at this point. And he's going to go through the Detroit lineup a third time. Leadoff hitter Colt Keith lines out to right field. Hard hit, 100 miles per hour off of his bat. Okay. So third time through, getting barreled up there. All right. Next batter with nobody on and one out. Ryan Burgert gives up a full count single to Gleyber Torres. Now that hurts because Burgert fell behind Torres 3-0, worked his way back to a full count, and then breaks off an elevated sweeper to the former New York Yankee, and Gleyber smokes it into center field for a one-out single. So man on first and one out. That brings up the left-handed hitting Kerry Carpenter. Q leaves Burgert in there because, as Jake Eisenberg, I thought, very succinctly summarized on the broadcast, Andy Ibañez is waiting on deck. If you go to the bullpen, you bring in the lefty, Angel Zerpa, A.J. Hinch is going to counter and bring in Andy Ibañez. So Q allows Ryan Burgert to stay in the game for good reason. Burgert at this point is at 87 pitches. And he gets Kerry Carpenter to fly out to center field. Now again, Carpenter squared him up. So that's three straight barrels against Ryan Burgert. Two of the three, though, found gloves. So there's two outs and a man on first base with Riley Green due up, the do-everything center fielder from the Detroit Tigers, one of the best young outfielders in the game. And quite possibly the best outfielder in the American League Central. So Riley Green coming up to the dish, the left-handed hitting Riley Green to face the right-handed hitting Ryan Burgert. Now, if you dive into the numbers, Riley Green against righties has an OPS of 914. League average is about 200 points lower than that. So Riley Green's offensive output is that of a superstar when facing a right-handed pitcher. Against lefties, his OPS is below 600. That's like 150 points lower, 125 points lower than the league average. He's a bad hitter, a well below league average hitter when facing lefties, when he's going left on left. So with that statistical data, I understand that Matt Quatrero is going to follow those numbers. So I'm not surprised that he went to Angel Zerpa. I am surprised that Zerpa gave up a 435-foot game-tying home run. I am surprised by that. Zerpa's been pitching very well of late. Zerpa allowed only one run so far in the month of August coming into tonight. Buddy gives up a two-run game-time blast there to Riley Green. So I wasn't surprised that Q went to the bullpen. I wasn't screaming that Q went to the bullpen. I was a little disheartened that he went to the bullpen because of this. I understand every single game is big from here on out. Of course it is. And I understand those of you that want to believe that the division race is still on. And if you believe the division race is still on, yeah, Royals need to win this game tonight, no doubt. By the way, Royals need to win every remaining game against Detroit if they're going to win the season series against the Tigers. They got to go 5-0 down the stretch against them. So listen, it's my opinion that you're not in the division race. You're certainly in the wild card race still. Even with tonight's loss, you currently sit 2.5 games back. That could swell to 3 if Seattle picks up a win tonight on the West Coast as they take on the Athletics. So with the wild card being the focus, that also means you plan on making it to the postseason, right? If you were able to track down Seattle or Boston or New York and find your way into October, I have to think that Ryan Burgert is going to play a role on that team. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I bring it up because, boy, Q had a real opportunity to breathe some confidence into Ryan Burgert. I don't know. He certainly doesn't need it, right? The guy's been outstanding. In 4 starts since joining the Royals, he has an ERA of 2.82. He's a very poised 25-year-old rookie. But with his actions, Q had an opportunity to tell Ryan Burgert, I believe in you. I believe in you to get through this jam, if you want to call it that, man on first with 2 outs. I believe in you to get through a situation that the numbers say I should remove you from. Now, if you don't believe that Ryan Burgert's going to be a key piece in your playoff team, in your postseason run, then okay. I can understand the move that you made. But if you think you're going to be relying on this rookie come October, boy, I thought you had a real fork in the road moment there. Because we've already seen this happen a few times this season. Q going to the bullpen, calling in Angel Zerpa, and he's unable to do the job. Do the job for Q, unable to do the job for Ryan Burgert. I don't know how you make that decision again if you're Q. Moving forward from tonight, I'm not talking about tonight. Again, I can understand him making the move tonight, but the next time it happens, when Burgert's at 90 pitches, 2 outs and a man on, the numbers are screaming, go to your lefty. I wonder when Ryan Burgert earns that opportunity. Or, better put, I wonder when Q views Ryan Burgert as a better option than Angel Zerpa. I think it has to happen the very next time. 913-586-7965. We can talk about Bailey Falter as well. Falter comes in the 7th inning, and I understand you're not happy with it, Jake. I didn't hate the decision because it's a tie game. Do I want to go to Lucas Erceg to face the 8-9 hitters to start off this 7th inning? I'd like to think Falter can get me through the 7th, and then maybe the offense takes the lead and we go to Erceg and Estevez to close it down. Because you start to look at guys like Daniel Lynch, who had pitched in back-to-back games. You're not going to him. Taylor Clark's pitched in back-to-back games. You're not going to him. The option, Sam Long, would you have preferred Sam Long there in the 7th inning? Long, who threw 42 pitches back on Wednesday. So I understand going to Bailey Falter there. You got the bottom of the lineup. Go do your job. Go earn your keep on this roster. Zach McKinstry leads off that first inning of work from Bailey Falter by lining a line drive right off of his left bicep. So he's in a bad spot right out of the gate. Very next batter drops one into right field. A Randall Grichuk throw to third, trying to get McKinstry. He's going first to third. That ball hits McKinstry in the helmet. He comes around to score. And by the time Q had the option to remove Bailey Falter from the game, three batters into his inning, right? He got to give him three hitters. That's the rule. So when the option first popped up that, okay, Q can remove Bailey Falter, it's already a 5-3 Tigers lead. And I understand the Royals hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning. But a 5-3 lead, man on first and nobody out, the Detroit Tigers bullpen warming, I had no issue with Q saying, all right, Falter, this one's on you. You're wearing the rest of this seventh inning. So I didn't hate the decision to go to Falter, to stay to Falter. I wasn't surprised by the decision to go to Zerpa, but I was disheartened with the decision to go to Zerpa. I don't know how you make that decision again, and I don't know how you go to Bailey Falter in a key situation again. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Johnny in Kansas City. You're next up on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. Two questions for you. One on a much more positive note. When I was watching through the app tonight, so I didn't get all the details, but when Vinny hit that homer, was it right center, right field center?
It was more just dead right field. He yanked the holy ass out of that thing. 411 feet over the right field wall, 106 off his bat.
And the reason I ask, his timing for that area, that right field center, is just been, it's been beautiful.
The pitch, by the way, was a 96-mile-per-hour heater from the right-hander Will Vest in on the hands of Vinny. That's how quick he's getting through the zone right now.
Oh, man. I just got goosebumps just kind of imagining that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I love seeing him just rip. I love the confidence. Vinny's on a streak, and it's a good time for him to be on it. Now, my other question and just a thing that I wanted to bring up is with Bailey Falter. Like I said, I was busy. I wasn't keeping score tonight. Had I been keeping score, I'll be honest, I'm at the point where I think I'd start spelling his name with a U in there.
That's fair.
I understand trying to find the place for him, and I'll play some devil's advocate that it can't be easy on anybody that comes across, you know, during the trade deadline, trying to find the rhythm, the camaraderie with your teammates, but especially a pitcher when you have fewer start opportunities. So him coming in at the seventh opposed to starting in the past, I'm not against it. But what I am against is his last three starts, he has 9 strikeouts, but he's also got 8 errors. And I really hate to think it because the idea has crossed my mind, but am I wrong for maybe wishing some trades came with a return policy?
No, that's fair. The thing is he's out of options, and so is Sam Long. So if you try to option either one of those guys, I would imagine they would be claimed on waivers and you lose them.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, no return policy. Johnny, nice to hear from you. I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. Yeah, no doubt about it. You started with Vinny Pasquantino, his 27th home run of the season. Vinny on an absolute tear. That homer came in the ninth inning and brought us to our final score. Tigers 7, Royals 5. Royals now 33-7 this year when scoring 5 or more runs. They're now 3 games above 500 on the season. That puts them, again, 2.5 back of Seattle as the Mariners just underway on the West Coast. We'll take a quick timeout. Very quick timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls. We'll also take a dive into that text line. The number again, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals drop the opener in Motown. We get back to you after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
7-5 the final score. Royals drop game one in Detroit. Only 5 more meetings between the first place and second place team in this American League Central remain. Game two, Chris Paddock, the right-hander, the newly acquired right-hander, goes for Detroit. Michael Wacha on the hill. And, you know, like we've all known, really since the All-Star break, once Chris Bubich went down, boy, every time Michael Wacha's on the hill, Seth Lugo's on the hill, feels pretty darn close to a must-win. Well, they're on the hill for the next 2 days. Wacha tomorrow and Seth Lugo in Sunday's finale. On the hill tonight was Ryan Burgert. He throws 5 2/3 innings of 2-run baseball, so, you know, what we've seen basically every time he's taken the ball. 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. He struck out 5, walked only 1. His numbers are outstanding, and yet he's yet to record a decision in 4 starts. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. From the 785, damn it, Q, why did you put in Falter? Such a terrible call. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7965. All right, so if you don't want Bailey Falter, that means you're clamoring for Sam Long. I understand Bailey Falter hasn't been good. I'm not backing Bailey Falter. I'm just looking for who you're turning to in that spot other than Bailey Falter. And I know it's not pretty when a guy throws 35 pitches and faces 9 hitters. But why pull him out three batters into his outing? It's 5-3 Tigers at that point. We're going to chase a win when we're down 2 and our bullpen's already run ragged? Now, this again, Falter's not the issue, guys. I'm sorry. I think it all goes back to the inning before. Knowing how ragged your bullpen is, to me, is a reason why to... Okay, fine, you want to go out to the mound? Look him in the eye. Look him in the eye. Look at Ryan Burgert in the eye and tell me that you still want to take him out of the game. If you know your bullpen's run ragged, I understand he'd been hit hard there in the sixth inning. A man on first with two outs. I just feel like you, well, I don't know. I feel like you would sleep easier if Riley Green hits that game-tying two-run home run off of Burgert. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Q would have a tough time sleeping tonight if he doesn't make that move. If Burgert gives up the two-run home run, because the numbers say that Riley Green's more likely to hit that home run off of a righty than he is a lefty. I don't know. I know what you think. I understand the disappointment, sure, and we're all, you know, benefiting from hindsight, sure. But I thought this could have been a real investment into Ryan Burgert for the future, for 2026, for his next few starts. I thought this could have been a real investment by letting him decide that sixth inning. Letting him face Riley Green there instead of Angel Zerpa, I think, benefits Burgert when he squares off with the Tigers again, when he sees Cleveland or Philly or Seattle or Toronto. I mean, he has a lot of big starts still to come. Don't get me wrong, Royals' bullpen has been outstanding. You know, since the calendar flipped to August, this Royals' bullpen has been the best in the American League. I told you earlier how well Zerpa's performed. But with that being said, Burgert also performing very well. Four starts in his Royals tenure. He's averaging 5 2/3 every time he takes the ball. He has 22 strikeouts in 22 1/3 innings of work. 22 strikeouts. He's allowed 22 base runners in 22 1/3 innings of work. Opponents are facing Ryan Burgert, the Royal, and batting 185 so far. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to Taylor in Atchison. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals lose to Detroit 7-5. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. You kind of just touched on it. I was going to say that I wasn't super disappointed with the decision to bring Burger into the game, but after he gave up four hits, which all included RBIs, I was thinking we missed the chance to take him out of the game, and I don't know necessarily who we would have went to, but you said we're kind of chasing a win there, down two runs, but on Apple TV, that broadcast had just mentioned that we had six comeback wins either this month or within the last 30 days, but I just think, especially whenever he got hit by that ball, I think that was a great chance to take him out. And
no, that was the first batter. He's got to face at least three.
I thought if he got hit, then that would I thought an injury canceled that out.
Oh, okay. So you're saying tell him that he's injured because he okay? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I certainly wasn't thinking that. You know, if the guy tells me I'm okay and I planned on him getting me three outs, no, shut up, you're hurt. I can tell you suck. I don't know how you make that move, because that's basically what you're saying is I can tell by that line drive off your bicep that you are going to be affected. So now I'm pulling you and bringing in, like you mentioned, I don't know who, Sam Long. Taylor, I appreciate the phone call. Right? I mean, is that makes sense? But hey, if you're saying take charge, you know, pull him out of the game, well, why are you putting him in the game to begin with? Why is he on your team? If you're looking for an opportunity to pull the escape hatch, you never should have put him out there to begin with. And I'm sure Q wishes there was a better option there in the seventh, but tie game, where else are we looking? Huh? No, I'm disappointed in the final final score, in the outcome, but to me, the The crux wasn't Bailey Falter in the seventh. Now, he suffers the loss. He's now 0-2 since joining the Royals. No, if you want to lay this loss at his feet, fine. I'm not going to fight you on it. No, he did not do his job. Even if you only give him three hitters. Three hitters, three hits, two runs. That's awful. No, he was bad. He's been bad. No doubt about it. But to me, the crux of the game, the big situation, the big decision, was the decision to pull Ryan Burgert and go to Angel Zerpa. That's how I see it, though. Taylor, nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965. From the 816, Avert, it still falls in the big boy bats. If anyone failed tonight, it's Bobby Witt Jr. He cannot hit into a double play. Well, that's pretty tough. I'm not going to lay this one at the feet of Bobby Witt Jr. If you want to talk about the big bats, collectively, okay, I guess. But Bobby Witt Jr., the two double plays tonight for the kid. First inning with a man on first and nobody out. He hits a 114-mile-per-hour rocket at the shortstop, starting a 6-4-3 double play. If Bobby's hitting the ball 114 miles per hour, good things are going to happen. So I'm not getting down on him for that. Bob then puts the Royals on the board with an RBI in the third. Puts him in front 1-0. He pops out in his third at-bat as he leads off the fifth. All right, so then he comes up to the plate in the seventh as A.J. Hinch goes to his bullpen and brings in Kyle Finnegan with two on and nobody out. Now keep in mind, that inning, that seventh inning, top of the seventh inning, Royals at this point find themselves tied up in a 3-3 game. And the rookie, lefty, for the Detroit Tigers, making his big league debut, comes back out in the seventh and walks the first two batters that he faces. Walks Nick Lofton, walks Randall Grichuk, so it's first and second with nobody out. A.J. Hinch goes to his bullpen, brings in the aforementioned Kyle Finnegan, the hard-throwing right-hander, former closer with the Washington Nationals. Very aggressive move by the Tiger skipper. He brings in the right-hander to face Bobby Witt Jr. with two on and nobody out, and Bobby hits a 105-mile-per-hour rocket right up the middle. Tigers' defense was shaded that way, and he hits into a 4-6-3 double play. I'm not getting down on Bobby Witt Jr. He squared those bad boys up. You tip your cap to the defense, and you also give the bird to the baseball gods. Bobby tonight, 1-for-5. He scored a run. He drove in a run. Bobby, so far, since the calendar flipped to August, he's now batting .329. And he now has a hit in 11 straight games. It's the third time this season Bobby's had an 11-game hitting streak. The eighth time in his career. There are only three Royals in history that have put together more 11-game hitting streaks than the great Bobby Witt Jr. The names are George Brett, Mike Sweeney, and Whit Merrifield. My game notes following this 7-5 Royals loss. Game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Royals go 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They leave 8 men on base. As far as the big bats, yes, Bobby had two at-bats with a runner in scoring position. I guess you could say the ninth inning was as well. So Bobby goes 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Vinny goes 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position, including that two-run ninth inning home run. Mikel Garcia went 2-for-4 with a walk tonight. He went 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. And Salvador Perez drove in a pair to put the Royals up 3-0 in the third inning, his 30th double of the season. First time in his career he's had a 30-double season. Salvi, outside of that two-run double in the third, he went 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't see how you lay this one at the feet of the big bats. It's a 3-1 Royals lead there in the sixth inning. You're playing arguably the best team in the American League. A 3-1 lead in the six, you got to make that hold up. Three runs needs to be enough. That might sound silly, but that's a really good team in the other dugout. That's a really good bullpen. It's a really good manager. A 3-1 lead in the six needs to be a Royals victory. Instead, it's a loss. It's the 31st blown lead loss of the season. Royals are three games above 500, and we're getting back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Pass delivers and Pasquantino launches it deep to right field toward the corner and gone. Vinny Pasquantino homers for a fifth consecutive game. That ties a Royals franchise record.
To the Pasquatch, a ninth inning, two out, two run blast. Makes that final score look a little bit better as well. Royals lose game one in Detroit, 7-5, the final score. Home run number 27 on the season. Vinny now on pace to have more than 33 home runs, to drive in more than 110 RBI. And, you know, he matches something that Mike Sweeney's done before, hitting a home run in five straight games. But a 33-110 RBI season, Mike Sweeney never did that. George Brett never did that. A lot of the greats in this franchise's history never did that. Vinny right now has 89 RBIs on the year. That's top 10 in baseball. He's driven in 33 in his last 31 games. Royals lose 7-5. Vinny Pasquantino, though, with the cool play of the game. No doubt about it. I mean, Salvi's big two-run knock to put the boys up 3-0 in the third was impressive and, yes, historic, as he's now only 11 RBIs away from 1,000 in his career. But when you're setting a record like Vinny did tonight, no question.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're going to give that the MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. We go back to the text line from the 816. Vern, it's easy to turn the page after this one. Offense scored 5. We have a tax bullpen. Zerpa surprisingly didn't have it. Falter took a shot in his arm. Bullpen's rested starting tomorrow. Let's finish off these next two games. Signed, Logan. Logan, appreciate the optimism. Was not expecting that as we turned to the text line. We'll turn back to the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8 or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Before we do that, I see the Rally Mantis is on the text line cussing about Matt Quatrero. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, we knew that sweeping Detroit was unlikely, but I was disappointed with how this game slipped away in the 6th and the 7th. When Zerpa locates his very good, but that 3-2 slider was located very poorly. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, instead of, trying to run that 97, 98 mile per hour sinker to Riley Green, breaks him off a 1-2 slider in the middle of the plate at the knees, and it's absolutely destroyed. It's even more disheartening that Zerpa was ahead in the count 0-2 and just couldn't put him away. That's something that he's done very well here in the second half of the season, something that he did very well in the second half of last season, and something that this team's going to need him to do very well. I mean, Zerpa needs to be an automatic against lefties. If this team's going to get further than they did a season ago, if this team's going to get back to where they were a season ago, Zerpa needs to be an automatic out when he's facing a lefty. Ahead of Riley Green, 0-2, sixth pitch of the at-bat, that 1-2 slider, and he belts it for his 30th home run of the season, 435 feet over the right center field wall. Royals lose 7-5. Ryan Berger, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He goes 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, 5 strikeouts to only 1 walk. We go back to the text line. From the 785, Vern, only 3 big league teams have 5 relief pitchers with 50 or more innings. The Royals are one of them. Matt Quatrero seems to coddle the starters and abuse the relievers. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how true that is, because when he had his stable of starters, the Royals were eating up more innings than any other rotation in the sport. So, the numbers say you're wrong on that. Reagans falls by the wayside. Bubich ends up on the IL. Lorenzen goes to the IL. Seth Lugo has a rough patch. That's why the bullpen, in your words, has been abused. Q rides his starters, because for the better part of this entire season, he's had studs, bona fide studs with track records, like Reagans, like Lugo, like Waka, like Lorenzen. Bubich became that over the course of the first 3 months. But Noah Cameron, Bailey Falter, Rich Hill, Ryan Berger, no, they don't have the track record. And Noah Cameron's coming off a pretty short start in his own right, not finishing the 5th. Michael Lorenzen didn't finish the 5th on Thursday. So I don't know how much his bullpen has been abused. And if it has, I don't know how much of it negatively reflects on him. But I understand, text line, you don't like it when I say anything positive about the manager after a loss. Carolyn Lee Summit points out that the Rangers just walked off the Guardians, pointing out that other bullpens blow games. Yeah, Cleveland's bullpen's been doing that quite a bit. I mean, they're good. You know, Cade Smith is arguably the best relief pitcher in the sport, and I saw him just give the game up the other day to the Diamondbacks. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Cleveland now a full game back of the Royals as they fall tonight to the Texas Rangers. Seattle trailing in the fifth inning right now. 1-0 Athletics with an early lead. If that holds, the Royals' deficit for that final wildcard spot will remain at only two games. All right, let's squeeze in a few more text messages before we prepare for tomorrow night's Game 2. Raj in the Ozarks writes in that Vinny Pasquantino's health is paramount the rest of the way. I would love to see him DH a bunch down the stretch. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Well, I can't disagree with you as far as his importance, but who's playing first base? I don't want to see Nick Lofton there unless, are we talking about Jack Caglione? You want Cags to make his way back to the big leagues? I think he'll be here by this time next week. No, I think he'll be here September 1st. That's when I think Cags will make his return to the big leagues. And then maybe, yeah, maybe you get your wish there. Cags, by the way, tonight playing in his ninth game of a rehab assignment. He went 0-for-1 with a walk. He came around to score. And in those nine games of that rehab assignment, he's batting .412 with an OPS north of 1,200. Raj, always appreciate you listening. From the 913, Vern, why is Barney failure pitching in meaningful close games for our baseball team? His name's not Barney Failure. It's Bailey Falter. Easy mistake. From the 913, Vern, I'd rather see Nick Lofton come in and throw 68-mile-per-hour loopers than ever watch Angel Zerpa pitch again. Okay. If that's where we're at tonight, okay, Justin in Oklahoma City. This should be a good text. Vern, I respectfully disagree. Why in the world would you turn the ball over to Bailey Falter after that line drive hit him? There's a noticeable bruise on his bicep. Why would you leave him in the game? It was 3-3 tied. Bad decision by Matt Quatrero. Okay, a 92-mile-per-hour line drive off of his left bicep. He says he's good. He looks good when you see him throw. Who did you want to turn to, Justin? Because, again, they go over this stuff. They plan on Bailey Falter getting three outs. First man up, it's a line drive that hits him. Now they think what? He's hurt? Well, he says he isn't hurt. Our training staff says he's fine. He looks fine. Why would we abandon our plan now? Well, that easily could have been an out. It's not as if it's a hard hit ball. I mean, it's 92. I'm sure it doesn't feel great. But if you wanted to bring somebody else in, why would you even bring them out there in the first place? You know what I mean? Like, your logic is kind of flawed to begin with. Either your point is don't bring them in at all and bring in fill in the blank, or else I don't know what you're talking about because it doesn't make much sense. If you're pulling him there, if you're telling him he's hurt, even though you have no evidence that he's hurt, if you're saying, all right, get out of the game, you're done. Well, then you got idiots running the ship. Because why was the guy out there if you're looking for a way to get him out of there? Don't put him in. And I don't think Matt Quatrero and his coaching staff are idiots. I know Spike in St. Joe isn't an idiot. He's a great guy. He writes in, Vern, we had some chances to score in the early innings and didn't. So I'm going to say that the offense dropped the ball by not scoring when we should have. Either way, we turn the page and get ready for tomorrow's game. Yeah, Spike, okay, I got no problem with you saying that. You know, going back to the previous texter that said it's on the big bats. You want to say the offense needed to score more than three runs off of Casey Mize when they were absolutely tattooing him? First two times through the lineup? Okay, that's fair. Now, Kyle Isbell, I had no issue with him trying to extend that single into a double in the fourth inning. We're just looking at the Royals' opportunities here. Yeah, two on with two outs in the first, and Salvi hits a hard fly ball to deep left field. It's tracked down by Riley Green. You know, Salvi put a good charge into that. Two on with two outs in the third inning. Jonathan India smacks one to deep center field. And Javi Baez makes a nice play. You look at the eighth inning. Two on and nobody out. Adam Frazier, Jonathan India, John Rave unable to do the job. Okay. Two on, nobody out in the seventh inning. Bobby and Vinny unable to get the job done. Okay, you want to put it on the offense as a whole? I think that's better stated than just putting it on the big bats. That's my opinion. Spike, always nice to hear from you. And like you said, we turn the page to tomorrow's game. But before we do that, we give one more shout-out to Ryan Burgert. Ryan Burgert and Vinny Pasquantino, the two guys that should be smiling after this game, but you know they are not smiling after this game. But Ryan Burgert is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. And you can too. Call them up at 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Game two of this three-game series in Detroit comes your way Saturday, 5:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4 o'clock. We'll be back over on the FM dial. 96.5 The Fan will be on following K-State, Iowa State, Farmageddon over in Dublin, right? Busy day coming up on Saturday on 96.5 The Fan. I appreciate you listening. Royals, Tigers, Game 1 goes to the first place Motown Kitties. I think our attention now solely focuses on this Mariners game tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow on 96.5 The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Burn during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.